This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
What actually makes something a meal? Is it the food alone? Is it the company? Perhaps it's the cutlery. Well, Dr. Evangeline Mantioris is Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia, and Evangeline is going to stir the pot on one of life's most delicious debates. Evangeline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I like that. Stir the pot. And that might be the answer, stirring the pot.
I know. It is a tough one, though, isn't it? Let's start with my example. I had the protein shake. I had the fish, and then I had a protein shake at my desk as well. So quite a bit of protein. Is that considered an extra meal?
Well, it's interesting that you ask, because definitely I don't think we'd have any dispute about fish with salad and rice being a meal.
Okay.
But the protein shake, or it could even be a meal replacement shake, right, that people are having in place of their meal. And we actually did a study on this quite a few years ago where we presented a whole lot of different meals, like from meat and one veg and meat and three veg, noodles, sandwiches, broths. And we also included a meal replacement shake.
Ah.
And very few people said that that was a meal.
I wouldn't consider it a meal.
No, no. It's just a drink.
So what does, I suppose, the dietitians as a profession, do they say it's a meal?
Yeah, well, look, we call them meal replacement because it's replacing the known nutrients in the meal. But do we really mean it's a meal replacement? It's never really been fully studied. And if you think about a family sitting down or a group of people sitting down to a meal, and one person is having meal replacement shakes and the others are tucking into a roast dinner, which is really mean on the person with the meal replacement shake, isn't it? There's no smell from the meal replacement shake, or if there is, it might be that little bit of that vitamin-y mineral sort of thing. But the other thing is they're going to get through it really quickly. So they don't have that whole occasion of sitting down for 20, 30 minutes, eating through the meal, talking, and all that stuff that happens at meal times. So I think we can say it's not a meal.
Definitely
not a meal.
Should we? Actually, let's bring in the Joy Drive family into the conversation.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from you. What do you think makes a meal? Is it the food alone? Is it also the people? Is it the setting? Text us 0427 569 949, 0427 569 949, and we'll get to those soon. What about a sandwich at your desk, Evangeline?
That's
is that a meal
one,
or a snack? And what's the difference in if we have a sandwich at our desk and a sandwich with someone else on a park bench?
Yeah, and that might be it. What we tend to find is that the bigger the meal, the more components to the meal, if the ambience around you is nice, so, you know, your office desk versus going outside and sitting in a park, you know, at a bench or at a coffee shop, makes a difference to how people designate things as meal. So the more of those extra environmental things that are present, the more meal-like it is. And there was a study done once which got aeroplane food, and everyone's probably had experience of aeroplane food, where you're sitting really tightly in your chair and you can hardly move
person next to you.
Exactly. And it's in a little plastic thing and it's, you know, plastic cutlery and everything. Yet when they take that very same meal and serve it in a restaurant with napkins and tablecloths and the whole ambience of the restaurant, people actually rate it as tastier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we've got a bias.
Absolutely. There is.
Food.
So that ambience makes a big difference to how we regard the meal.
I love it. I've got to ask you something else. Something I eat quite a lot as a snack is cheese and crackers. is there a nutritional line between cheese and crackers as a meal and just something that you nibble on when you're a bit peckish?
Well, you'd have to eat a lot of cheese and crackers to get to that, wouldn't you, where you feel like it's a whole meal. And look, some people probably say it is. It's all relative, isn't it? What if it's a really expensive cheese that's been shipped out from Italy or France? you know, and the crackers, it's rather than crackers, it's beautiful fresh bread that you're eating it with.
Ah, and some olive oil. Okay. So it's really, it's coming down to the quality too, isn't it? So it's the people and the quality as well. We want to hear from you. Yeah. A couple of messages have come in already. Carla from Fitzroy says, a knife, fork and someone to chat with is a meal.
So
maybe not something that you eat with your hands. Marco in Paran says, warm food is a meal, cold food is a snack. It's simple. What do you think of that?
I like that. And that's one thing that we found in our study as well, that a meal that was served warm, like a casserole, was more of a meal compared to a salad.
I agree, 100%. Yeah. Let's say you're standing at your kitchen sink eating a meat pie. Are you having dinner? I've got all these hypotheticals for you.
Oh, you do. Look, no, I want to sit down. I want to sit down when I'm eating a meal. And that's sort of interesting, isn't it, when you go to functions and it's stand-up hors d'oeuvres? Mm. Like, do you feel like you've eaten?
No,
and in reality,
you don't.
No, you don't. But you've probably had lots of kilojoules equivalent to a meal, but you don't feel like you've had that meal occasion.
That
so I think
so
sitting's got to be there, doesn't it?
Definitely. Another one, Aisha says, meat and three veg, mum's rule.
Mum's rule. Well, my mum would always say that a sandwich wasn't a meal.
Okay. There you go.
Always said that. And that's like, you know, Greek yeah status.
Thing. Okay. So that's the rule then. I like this one. Greg in St Kilda, a pie and beer at the footy is a meal. You're with people.
Okay. There's lots and lots of people there, isn't there? Mm-hmm.
It's in a paper
bag. But there's no fork and no knife.
No. Do we need to cook something for it to qualify as a meal, or has, I suppose, the bar shifted in 2025?
Oh, I think that's shifted because, you know, what if you pulled out leftovers from the fridge?
That's
or
true.
You go and get takeout and you put it out on a plate, you know, and you have forks and knives and you've got this beautiful butter chicken from your favourite Indian takeaway.
Yum.
And you're eating with friends. I think that's still a meal.
We want to hear from you. What do you think makes a meal? Is it the food? Is it the people? Is it the setting? Text us 0427 569 949. Now, Evangeline, let's talk about the emotions of eating.
Mm.
Can a meal be emotional?
If it's good food, it definitely is. And if it's bad food, it still is, isn't it? Because you're going, this tastes really revolting. Why am I here?
Remember that ad you sent to me. Was it Naomi Watts?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
With Meat Livestock Organisation, I reckon.
Right.
And she'd won a date to have dinner with Tom Cruise.
That's right.
You remember? Yeah, and that was quite a while ago when Tom Cruise was a little younger. And she turned it down because her mum was cooking a roast dinner that night.
Would you?
Oh, gosh, now I would, absolutely.
Now, this one here, Sharon says, a meal needs a table, not a car seat.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of us eat our meals in the car if we're really, really busy. Pizza on the couch, totally a meal.
Oh, that's interesting. With friends or alone?
It doesn't say. Pete in Glen Iris, I like this one. When my dog stares at me, it's a meal. They're a great barometer of that. We're chatting with Dr. Evangeline Mantioris about what is a meal. Evangeline, on a serious note, how does, I suppose, how do dietitians define a meal these days?
So right.
Is it the nutrient? Yeah. Is it the volume? Is it the timing?
Look, I don't think we've ever sat down and really defined it by nutrients because, of course, what a little old lady would need versus a Olympic rower would be completely different. So we can't really use nutrients. I guess what we would say is it's one of the main meals of the day. You know, that is being consumed, which is providing perhaps a quarter to a third of the day their daily energy needs.
Right. Okay. So another one's just come in on the email saying, hey, Warren, what about this comparison? A vegetable dish versus a vegetarian or vegan meal. One just has vegetables. The latter two are nutritionally balanced and include protein? That's from Paul.
Yeah. Look, when we did this analysis in our study, we found that having a protein in it mm-hmm. made it more of a meal. But this was a few years ago, so it'd be interesting to do it again with vegan sources of protein, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
With tofu and, you know, or chickpeas in it and that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
This one here, rice and chopsticks is a real meal.
Yep.
Definitely.
They've got utensils. They've got a bowl. It's a hot meal.
The other one is a glass of wine with it helps to find it as a meal.
I thought they were saying just a glass of wine was a meal, but with the meal, yeah.
So.
And that makes it seem like it's a finer occasion, doesn't it, having a glass of wine with it?
It does. Let's flip it, Evangeline.
Yep.
Are there foods that are never meals, no matter how much you eat?
Yeah, look, I would say something that was just provided a single nutrient, like lollies.
Chocolate? If you say chocolate's a meal, I'll be...
No to that. So hard, but yes, let's say. I think if it was just a dessert, it would be hard-pressed to call it a meal, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
This one's James Noncaster says, a sandwich with three fillings is considered a meal. Anything less than three is not a meal.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because that's what I used to, debate with my mother when she'd say my sandwich wasn't a meal. And I'd say, but I've got chicken, lettuce and avocado in it, which I could put on a plate with rice and you would call that a meal. So I think that's a good rule.
And finally, Cindy in Werribee says, eat, and I think this is probably what you were alluding to before, Evangeline, eating with my family is a meal.
Yeah. So whatever it might be, if you're with the people that you love, I think that makes it a meal. And it turns into an occasion where there's interaction and talking and laughter and hopefully not tears. So would be a meal.
Okay, so we've established – so a meal is something that we share with people. We sit down, there's interaction, there's relationships, there's emotions going on. Do we – therefore, and I'll challenge the whole scientific world, should we say, you know what, you don't want three meals a day. One meal a day is enough, but you need to eat three times a day.
Yeah, yep, it could be. And that's an interesting thing bringing that in because when we look at the Mediterranean diet and the recommendations for it, they tell you to eat with people.
Evangeline, your husband. Paul.
Oh, my husband. He's on the line.
Some of the best meals are those shared eating experiences that create memories or allow for reminiscence of past times. What do you reckon? You're going to go home and say...
I'll have to agree with him, won't I? Because he's probably cooking my meal tonight.
What's he cooking?
Thank you, Paul.
There you go. I love it, Evangeline. It's always fun to chat with you. Always educational. I reckon we've redefined meal. There you go.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for chatting. We'll chat to you next fortnight.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Evangeline Mantioris. That's Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Another one has just come in saying roast alone still counts. There you go. Oh, and when the dog gets a scrap, that's dinner. Love it. You're on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.